Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Grift, The Downward Spiral of Black Republicans from the Party of Lincoln to the Cult of Trump by Clay Kane is a work of political history and cultural analysis focused on the changing meaning of Black Republicanism in the United States. Kane, a journalist, radio host, and political commentator, examines how a tradition once associated with emancipation, reconstruction, civil rights, and independent criticism of both major parties became, in his view, a vehicle for racial denial and conservative opportunism. The book moves from figures linked to the post-Civil War Republican legacy, including Frederick Douglass, toward contemporary Black conservatives associated with Trump-era politics. Its central purpose is not simply to criticize individual politicians, but to explain how race, party loyalty, media visibility, and personal advancement can interact in modern political life. Kane frames this evolution as a political grift, arguing that symbolic Black representation can be used to defend policies and rhetoric harmful to Black communities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the contrast between Reconstruction-era Black Republicanism and its modern conservative image. A major focus of The Grift is the distance between the early Black Republican tradition and the form of Black conservatism Kane associates with the Trump era. After the Civil War, the Republican Party carried the legacy of abolition, Reconstruction, Black voting rights, and federal protection against racial terror. Kane presents early Black Republicanism as a politically serious tradition grounded in collective advancement, civil rights enforcement, economic reinvention, and the building of Black institutions. This history matters because it prevents the book from treating Black Republican identity as inherently contradictory. Instead, Kane argues that the contradiction emerges when a party once tied to Black freedom becomes aligned with movements that minimize racism, attack voting protections, or dismiss systemic inequality. The book therefore uses history as a measuring tool. By placing Frederick Douglass and other race-conscious political actors in the background of the argument, Kane shows that party affiliation alone is not the key issue. The question is whether political action serves Black freedom, democratic inclusion, and material improvement, or whether it uses Black identity to validate policies that work against those goals. Secondly, political grifting is the use of Black representation to shield anti-Black policy. Kane uses the idea of grifting to describe more than ordinary disagreement within Black politics. In the book, The Grift refers to a political pattern in which Black public figures gain visibility, money, institutional access, or partisan approval by denying or minimizing the realities that affect Black communities. The mechanism is especially powerful because representation can be made to function as cover. When a Black conservative voice defends voter suppression arguments, attacks racial justice movements, or frames racism as mainly a problem of Black dependency, that voice can be used by white conservative audiences as proof that their position is not racially hostile. Kane treats this as a transaction. The individual receives attention and legitimacy within right-wing media or politics, while the movement receives racial insulation. This is why the book is not only about ideology, but about incentives. Kane argues that the performance of colorblindness can become profitable when it tells powerful audiences what they want to hear. The book is most pointed when it examines how public dissent from Black political consensus can be rewarded not because it is independent, but because it protects existing power. Thirdly, the rhetoric of colorblindness, plantation language, and attacks on Black political autonomy. The Grift pays close attention to the language used by contemporary Black conservatives and their allies. Kane examines recurring claims that Black voters are trapped by democratic loyalty, that civil rights politics creates victimhood, or that racial justice language is itself divisive. One notable rhetorical pattern is the accusation that Black Democrats are politically dependent or mentally controlled, often expressed through plantation comparisons. Kane sees this language as historically loaded because it borrows the trauma of enslavement while redirecting blame toward Black voters rather than toward institutions that have restricted Black freedom. The effect is to portray majority Black voting behavior as irrational, even when it reflects concrete policy concerns involving voting rights, policing, healthcare, labor, education, and courts. Kane does not deny that Black political life contains real debate, but he objects to rhetoric that treats Black collective judgment as evidence of ignorance. This topic is central because the book analyzes politics as persuasion, branding, and media performance. The Grift depends not only on policy positions, but also on phrases that convert racial backlash into a message of independence and common sense. Fourthly, contemporary figures as symbols of the shift from civil rights politics to Trump-era alignment. Kane discusses prominent modern Black Republicans and Black conservative figures as examples of a broader political shift rather than as isolated personalities. Figures such as Clarence Thomas, Tim Scott, and Candace Owens appear in discussions of how Black conservatism can intersect with judicial power, electoral messaging, media celebrity, and Trump-aligned politics. The significance of these examples lies in the roles they play within conservative institutions. A Supreme Court justice can influence the legal framework for affirmative action, voting rights, and civil rights enforcement. A senator can provide a public image of racial progress while supporting party positions that critics view as harmful to Black communities. A media personality can turn provocation into influence by attacking mainstream Black political priorities. Kane links these roles to the larger question of who benefits from Black conservative visibility. The book argues that modern Republican politics often elevates Black voices when those voices weaken claims about systemic racism or help sanitize reactionary policies. This does not mean all Black conservatives are identical, but Kane presents the most visible figures as part of a political ecosystem shaped by Trump-era incentives. Lastly, a call to reclaim Black political history from partisan distortion. Although the grift is sharply critical, it is not only an indictment of individual Black Republicans. Kane also frames the book as an effort to recover a fuller Black political history. By revisiting the roots of Black Republicanism, he challenges simplified claims that party history alone proves moral legitimacy in the present. The phrase "Party of Lincoln" is often used in conservative messaging to connect modern Republican identity to emancipation, but Kane argues that such appeals can obscure later realignments, including the impact of civil rights backlash, Southern strategy politics, and contemporary attacks on racial justice. Reclaiming history in this sense means judging parties and politicians by present commitments as well as past symbols. The book also presses readers to think beyond automatic partisan labels. Kane supports a form of political engagement that is attentive to material outcomes, protection of rights, and collective liberation. This topic gives the book its practical dimension. It encourages readers to identify when historical memory is being used as branding, when representation is being used as cover, and when political independence is genuine rather than performative. In conclusion, The Grift is best suited for readers interested in African-American political history, contemporary conservatism, racial politics, media rhetoric, and the ideological battles surrounding the Trump era. It will be especially useful for readers who want to understand why Black Republican identity carries such different meanings across historical periods. The book offers intellectual benefits by separating the legacy of early Black Republican politics from the modern use of that legacy as partisan branding. It also offers practical benefits for activists, students, journalists, and politically engaged readers by showing how language, representation, and institutional incentives can shape public perception, compared with broader books on American polarization or race and party realignment. Kane's work stands out because it centers Black Republicanism itself rather than treating it as a side note. Its distinctive contribution is the combination of historical recovery and contemporary critique. Kane does not simply ask why some Black voters or public figures support Republicans. He asks how certain Black conservative figures become useful to movements that resist racial accountability. Readers should expect a forceful argument rather than a detached survey, but the book stands out because it addresses a politically sensitive subject with historical context, cultural analysis, and a clear thesis about power. If you would like to support Clay Kane, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!